This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like I said, here on Agenda 21. It's protest day. And boy, are they protesting all over the world, right? In the communist lands and in the land of the free. I don't know if the land of the free is going to take back May Day and call it its own, just like they're going to take back blue for republicanism. I don't know. Remember that? They did a switcheroony on everybody back in the 90s. Remember that? I'm just sort of saying that that's just part of it. Let's see. Somebody's texting me some very good information. FYI, California state constitution refers to closure of ports and beaches, etc. Newsom violated pushing back. I hate it when this happens. Anyway, we got a lot of, getting a list of people together to figure out which counties are not supporting, or which sheriffs are not supporting Gavin Newsom's edicts as a dictator here in California. And, of course, it's kind of, blown up around the beaches. I hate it when this happens. It's those surfers. So surfers, far be it from anybody to stand between a Californian and the beach, right? I mean, what is the guy thinking? How could you do such a thing, right? It's just, it's absolutely impossible for the world to imagine that a governor is going to stand up between the surfing culture, the fishing culture, the sailing culture, everything around the ocean. Next, you'll be seeing that the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach will be closed down, and Oakland, O-Town, and all around San Francisco. He's going to close down all the ports. I don't think he can do that. But, he's going to try, just like he socially isolated himself from the public during his inauguration. That, I mean, that's what he did. You can't get away from that. But anyway, we digress. We got other things. We have other fish to fry that's out here right now on Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in. We're going to be taking our calls, 215-867-8255 here momentarily. And if you want to call in, so get lined up, get ready to go with that one. And that telephone number, again, is 215-867-8255. If you want to express yourself, which I suspect you probably on a day like today want to, you know, express yourself, as you should. It is a day of protest here in the United States against the COVID virus and all the things that are going on. And, you know, the interesting thing is that you have the President of the United States who's really on your side because he does not want to see people's constitutional rights trampled upon. But, you know, during this whole COVID virus hoax, as we call it here on Agenda 21 Radio, it is a hoax. And it's one of the greatest of political hoaxes ever imagined. Of course, now they got the problems, though. The hoax is being, you know, we're unraveling the onion. Hello. And thanks to Gavin Newsom, boy, I'm telling you, they're accelerating that onion unraveling. anyway, and of course, then you got Whitmer in Michigan. And well, where's Cuomo, Mr. Nipple Rings? You know, he wears nipple rings. What kind of a guy? I mean, first of all, I'd nipple rings. But, you know, on a guy like him, because he's single, you know, he's out and proud as a single guy. Wants to wear those nipple rings to show all the ladies how really in touch he is, how stimulating he can become around the breast. Shocking. Well, maybe he uses shock therapy on those nipples. Zzz, zzz. Why would you have steel nipple rings? Why? What's the function there? Zzz, zzz. I guess it's the only thing I can think of. Zzz. I know what it is. They're COVID virus detectors. That, no, this guy, listen, you got to remember that El Cuomo, he's, you know, he's just not your regular kind of guy. Shockingly, I think they're COVID-19 detectors. So anywhere he walks, all of a sudden, if a COVID virus comes in contact with his body, shocking, he gets a little shock. Everything's shocking to Mr. Cuomo. What is wrong with me today? Isn't it a beautiful day in the neighborhood, though? That's Mr. Rogers. Or Tom Hanks. Listen, where are all the Hollywood celebrities right now? Where are they? Anybody know? Anybody want to know? That's another shocking revelation. Where are these people? They're not to be found anywhere. I wonder what's going on in Hollywood. Seriously, what is going on in Hollywood? Maybe there's some Bill Barr lurking around, well, Wilshire Boulevard. Oh, why did I say Wilshire? Well, you know, there's a, well, I think Wilshire, that's where the State Department is. You know, I know it's not justice, but, you know, there's a State Department down there. I once had a meeting down there. It was really interesting. Really interesting to go down to the State Department in Hollywood. In, or it could be down in Venice Beach. Something like that. I'm just, it's open speculation today. It's open speculation, but if you'd like to call in, the phone lines are open, 215-867-8255. They are open, and you can call in and probably in the next segment. We're coming up to a break, which I definitely have to manage the break right now. Just some of the technical difficulties, not technical difficulties, but things that we have to go through to bring you this show. Now that's a fast fact here on Agenda 21 Radio. And so we're going to be breaking away here pretty soon. To a break, and I don't want to screw it up for everybody. So anyway, you can call in though, 215-867-8255 in the next segment after the break. We gotta run some commercials. This is a free market capitalistic operation here, in which we do have to pay our way and get donations and everything to keep us all afloat for Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, so the The big deal going on, though, we're going to jump back into this one in the next segment, is what's going on with Flynn. And you're going to see, you know, like I said in the last couple of segments, on the 16th of April, the president pushed the domino, the first domino uno. And that domino is now the slow motion. Today, it hit the second domino. It's made contact. Contact. We have contact, domino uno to dos. Doce. So now that domino is about to fall. And, of course, this all revolves around Flynn, right? It all revolves around Flynn. And this is the situation, as I see it right now, that Flynn is the flashpoint for it all. He has to be, because he's the guy who is he's a very intelligent man, and he was in charge of all the intelligence agencies for all, are you ready for this? For the entire military complex under Obama, and Obama fired him. Bad mistake for Obama to have fired Michael Flynn. But he fired him, and guess who hired him? Trump. And, you know, Trump realized that because of his position, that Flynn, being a person of integrity, and he's a very integrous man, but being a person of integrity, that he was a good man. So Trump actually hired him, and he hired him because he knew that Obama was doing stuff improper to him during the election, trying to control him. So he brings him into the fold. Why? So he could, ask him a few questions about Obama. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com and newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. The phone lines are open. 215-867-8255. You can call in. Become part of history, because these are very historic times. I said historic, not hysterical. Well, you know, I guess it's historic. As as people might say, it's historic, but I don't know. I'm just a person. That's all I've ever said I am. As a person, just like your people. Okay, so the big stories, though, that they're really kind of rushing around here, and I don't know where I... Oh, there it is. Okay, Gateway Pundit. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my tabs. The tabs that I have here. About Michael Flynn. And, let's see if we got any... I'm going to go back to the Gateway Pundit. They seem to be really tapped in right now, Gateway Pundit, Joe Hoft and that group over there. And in terms of the Flynn stories, they're really steps ahead, hours ahead, days ahead sometimes. Well, the breaking stuff, I mean, the big stuff I think we already get. And we get the whole plot drama. You know, now we got the Russiagate thing coming up. And by the way, the Epoch Times has done a fantastic job on covering this story as well. And kudos to them. And, of course, we covered the story about the latest, the DOJ information. this is see if I got the latest one. Sorry, we got to negotiate through all these things. The Kellyanne Conway drops a bomb. What's this now? The bombing squad implicates Obama in Oval Office scheme to destroy Trump. Okay, now we're getting the talking points of all the things we've been talking about. In the last couple hours, we've been talking about this, and now there's developing stories. This is a developing story that we've got right here. we got Kellyanne Conway coming up about the bomb about Obama in the Oval Office. This is going to be devastating to the entire cabal against Trump, and I think that Kellyanne Conway is the first salvo being fired at this. And now the evidence is out. It's very clear. And this is what Bill Barr was referring to weeks ago, months ago, about there was spying going on of Donald Trump even before he became president. Listen, Donald Trump has all this information in front of him. He has all this information. Did you guys really think, you know, Fauci and you guys, and with this whole COVID virus thing, did you really think that he wasn't going to expose all this stuff? It as a result of your coming out with this grand plan for the coronavirus business, you know, for the world. See, this is, you've walked into his trap. It's the way Donald Trump thinks. You're done. Think about what you're going to do with your lawyers. I'm serious. Just like Strzok and Page and Comey, Brennan, where are those guys lately? Haven't heard much from them now, have you? No, because, you know, the two people that were really critical to protecting this whole racketeering scheme, they've rolled over on you. Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, we were reporting that they were the first ones to be, these guys have had the power and authority, and John Durham just did what he's supposed to do. He impaneled a grand jury 2 weeks ago. And the first people to appear before that grand jury were David Axelrod and Valerie Jarrett. And they sang, and they sang, and they sang, and they sang, and they sang. They're great singers, you know. But they did, it was mano a mano. They were singing at the, well, it was a singular song for each one of them. And they sang different tunes, but the same song. It's kind of weird. They weren't harmonizing together because they weren't in the same room at the same time, as was happening, of course, with Hillary Clinton and her own attorneys, right? I mean, with the whole thing with that investigation with Comey. Remember that about the email servers and all that stuff? No. There was no harm. It was, they were sequestered from one another. And boy, did they sing, and they sang, and they sang. And guess what? All you people that were out there, that were involved in this whole scheme, well, you're now toast. You're now toast. So Kellyanne Conway comes out with this thing. Says a former Trump campaign manager and current consultant to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, joined America's Newsroom on Friday to discuss the recent allegations against the Obama administration and their active spying on the Trump campaign. See, now it's known. It's just active spying on the Trump campaign. Let's see if she can... do we have the video of this? I don't know if we have the video of this. Doesn't look like it. So what did she say? What did she say? I don't think we have the video. Shocking. Where's the video? So it says they're active spying on the campaign and transition team for political reasons. It is now clear that the Obama administration went after General Michael Flynn for over a year before the 2016 election and was spying on the Trump campaign for months to gain political advantage. The mainstream media to this day continues to ignore or downplay this biggest political scandal in U.S. history. Kellyanne Conway implicated the entire Obama administration, former president, in these illegal activities. Kellyanne Conway, he continued doing that bidding after President Trump was elected into our first days here at the White House. Look, if Peter Strzok had something important to say about General Flynn, let's just say he was an existential threat to a real national security threat, he could have come forward and said that. In other words, told the president. This isn't the purpose of this inquisition of Michael Flynn. You see, the notes, you see them saying, don't end Crossfire Razor. Keep it going. Why? To harass and embarrass a general who had served with distinction over 3 decades. I remind everybody that President Obama told President-elect Donald Trump he had 2 things to worry about, North Korea and Michael Flynn. Folks, that's just weird on its face, isn't it? Well, you know, of course, Michael Flynn had Def on his phone. Yeah. Okay, so we got Julie on the phone. Julie, where are you from and what's your topic?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I love your sense of humor. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you.
You really have a wonderful perspective. Pennsylvanians were so conservative, and you have that Californian perspective.
Well, you know, really I was wonderful. Born in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I remember you said.
Shocking. Yeah. Shocking.
It's funny. You're talking about spying. I've kept quiet for very long. I, from the very beginning in 2015, I had started writing emails to the Trump team. And they came to accept me as a word from Pennsylvania. And I knew I was being monitored. My emails disappeared, and they would come back as a huge dump. All my credit card payments that I made to the Trump campaign, the credit card was stolen.
Oh, really?
And one day I came in. Oh, yeah. One day I came in and my the camera was on my computer.
Yeah.
And beyond that, there were a few things that I had said in my emails that were repeated by Hillary Clinton verbatim. And they were also repeated by Susan Rice in front of the White House. And it, they were within 24 hours after I wrote the emails. And I started putting it all together. And what I did was I wrote an email to the Trump team on August 29th, 2016, saying that they were being monitored. And they had already known then that they probably just disregarded and said, what can they do about it? They're just trying to function. They're just trying to get elected. But it had already taken place way back then.
Yeah, and, you know, being in the radio business and with computers all around and all that stuff, we're, yeah, very aware that this is the kind of operation that they perform. And they were performing then on just about everybody. And you're not the only one who's had this expressed to us here at Agenda 21 Radio. Ever since, you know, I was alluding earlier to the 2012 incident of the birth certificate. And, of course, that's when things really heated up for us because, you know, we could start to, we saw clearly what was going on from 2009 to 2013, what was really going on with the Obama administration. And we could focus in on things. But, yeah, we've endured many, many times that sort of thing happening. Of course, now with the new California state movement, all of our people that are involved with that, all 56 counties, there's been some form of surveillance that's been upon them. And we take a lot of precautions. No question.
Yeah, yeah. Also, there were two different assets that came by at different times, and one hung around outside the front of my house all the way up until the election, and then he just disappeared. And I just laughed, and I thought, what in the world can they get me for? I'm just this very small person from Pennsylvania. I live in a former church. What are they going to do to me?
I think it's the church, the former church you live in. It's probably that's a clue to them.
Yeah. It's a church. It's truly a church. It was built in 1870.
Wow. Well, that's too bad, you know. And again, but now things are starting to look a little different for Donald Trump, wouldn't you say?
I think it's getting better.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to overcome some of this evidence that's out there.
I just hope that people know how badly we feel about what happened to Michael Flynn and how sad that he was forced to go through that, because everybody's had to just stay silent, especially ones that experienced being monitored. You just had to shut up. Mm-hmm. But now that it's all out, I feel better. It's the first time I've said anything to anybody about it.
Well, you know, that's I think a lot of people are feeling that too. It's there's a probability, and it seems like everybody wants the president to pardon him. I would hope that the president holds off until we get a decision by the judge, because if the judge drops everything, which it looks like from what we're hearing, the judge will probably drop all the charges. And if when that happens, then that means that opens up the liability for everybody in the FBI who are going to be criminally charged. I want to be very, very clear about that. It's pretty obvious to me, and from the sources I've heard, that they are going to be criminally charged for various federal violations. It's going to put them away for a very long time. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why David Axelrod and Valerie Jarrett were singing the blues, you know, in this impaneled grand jury by John Durham just a couple of weeks ago, because they want to get out in front of the scandal, and they know that they're going to walk free. You know, they get the free ticket in the Monopoly board. You know, they don't have to go to jail. They can collect their $200 and move on. But the other people that have been pushing back, like Peter Strzok, and I mean, these people are just nuts once they're found out. You know, and this is the thing, that they decide to exacerbate it by going on talk shows and getting out in front of it, thinking that somehow the system is going to protect them, when you have a guy like Bill Barr.
They're way out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like a child that going out and poking around and seeing who knows what.
Well, this is what happens to sociopathic liars. I mean, really, that's really what happens. They just find themselves. You know, it goes back to the old adage: when you're digging a hole, stop digging. You know, if you want to get out of the hole, stop digging.
Continuing to dig.
Yeah, and that's just it. They're comfortable in their skin about lying so profusely about these things. And, of course, Donald Trump, okay. And that's why you're seeing this whole thing play out with Fauci and Burke. I think Burke kind of gets what Donald Trump's doing here, that he's got her out on the rope. And, of course, this is the old adage that we talk about, Trump rope. You know, get some Donald Trump rope. You know, give him rope, and he's just going to pull him back in at a certain time. And he's done that in every situation. He did it with Comey. He's done it with, you know, everybody, even up through the impeachment, where there's no there. You notice that everything that they've thrown at Donald Trump, it's bounced off. Have you noticed that?
Well, because he's true. he's true. And thank God, then that's why people voted for him.
Yeah. Well, listen, Julie, thank you very much for calling in. And, you know, this Pennsylvania spirit courses through my veins right now as we're talking out here in California.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out here, though. After they open things up, it's going to look like a war went off because there's bodies all over the place in Philadelphia, in New York City, and they really abused everybody. I don't understand how it can come to this in 1 month. How they've destroyed everything, and I suppose this is what they were planning all along.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because what's going on in Philadelphia? You're talking about bodies. Are you talking about real bodies?
That's what I suspect. They aren't picking up the bodies. That's what the problem is. And the same thing is happening in New York City, and they're claiming that it's because of the coronavirus. But it's just all bad. It's all bad here.
Wow. So, yeah, I've been hearing some strange things coming out of what's going on. It almost sounds very medieval, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it's hard to believe that it could happen all in 1 month. That's what I don't understand.
Well, you know, they have this whole coronavirus thing is a hoax, but they're demonstrating that they can be very cruel and vicious through the process. And, you know, there's a lot of misstatements about the, you know, the morbidity rates and so on. What's that?
They've certainly exposed themselves.
Yes, that's the key thing. Well, listen, thank you very much, Julie. Appreciate you listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Have a nice day. And I just wanted to say I just appreciate your humor. It's wonderful.
Well, some days it's better than others, but today just happens to be kind of a peaking day. Anyway, thank you very much.
You're right on key today. You were good.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day. Okay, thank
bye.
You. Yep.
Okay, another fabulous concerning, discerning listener. To Agenda 21 Radio and Red State Talk Radio. Yeah, we're getting some pretty sad reports about, we haven't covered that yet because, you know, there's just a lot, only so much you can cover, but what's going on in some of these states with body pickup. And, you know, back in the day, you probably don't understand, maybe people have forgotten the history, but when you had the Black Plague, bubonic plague, roses, how did that thing go? Roses. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But bubonic plague was one of the scourges. Millions of people died. It was caused by a bacteria. You know, the whole thing about germ theory is really a recent scientific, I mean, recent within a couple hundred years, about 100, 200 years maybe. It wasn't really known in mankind about the germ theory, about what germs were. You know, they had all kinds of funny names for it. They just didn't understand. It's like they didn't understand genetics, but they understood that you could take and get into the reproductive habits and had no idea about genes, the gene theory. Now, there was theories about the genes, about genes of 100 years ago, but nothing really concrete because they just didn't understand the molecular nature of genes and the chemical. They understood chemistry. Chemistry and chemicals have been around for a long time, but there was no breakdown of what the actual elements were in some of the chemical products. And then all of a sudden people came, oh, there's a periodic table of the elements. We could break down every one of the elements on Earth. And, you know, there's 100 plus of them. But naturally occurring elements, there's less than 100. But there are some elements that actually man has made, man-made elements. But those are the basic blocks, I guess you would say, building blocks of life. And one of the elements that's most critical for life on Earth is carbon. We're all carbon-based elements out here, or units, I guess you could say. Every living thing is a carbon-based unit. See, and life springs from the element carbon. People don't get that, but that's absolutely true. It has a special quality to bond with other molecules or other elements to form molecules. You know, carbohydrates. The term carbohydrates means carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, because that's what carbohydrates are. Anyway, that's food, by the way. And that food is brought to you by photosynthesis, which means that there are plants that are capable of there are plants that are capable of taking an oxygen, carbon dioxide, carbon and two oxygens, get it? Carbon dioxide, two oxygens, taking that in, and what they do is they separate the carbon from the oxygen, and they can't use the oxygen, so they release it as a waste product. That's what plants do. So oxygen is a waste product, but they take the carbon, and they take that carbon and bond it up with other oxygens and hydrogen atoms, and they create what's called a carbohydrate or sugar. Okay, so here's my helper here with the Texas ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. That little rhyme, if you will, was about bubonic plague back in the day. And back in the day, we're going to come up to a break here, and we'll break it down for you about bubonic plague and how today even bubonic plague is a problem. But they came up with antibiotics. And antibiotics, which is an extension of the germ theory, people started to understand the antigen-antibody relationship, and that our bodies actually produce these things called antibodies when there is a poison or there's a virus or there's a bacteria that enters our body. Our body kicks in with our immune system to try and stop it and makes antibodies against these so-called, quote, antigens. The coronavirus is an antigen. It's an invader of our body. And our body produces antibodies against it. Specialized proteins designed to attack the antigen and destroy it. That's what goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Your body's just technically protecting them. And then there's ways to try and stop these things before they get to your body, and that's what we're talking about with UV, ultraviolet, ultraviolet light from the sun, that sort of thing. Ultraviolet light from the sun. Shocking. Shocking. The sun stops these things. It kills the coronavirus. And then if you jump in the ocean, it doesn't stand a chance. Right, Newsom? Know your chemistry. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
The bubonic plague.
It's one of three different types of bubonic plagues. There's three different types of them. The pneumonic is one of them. Pneumonic is actually found quite readily in many states of the Union in animals such as squirrels. And they actually live in the fleas that inhabit the squirrels. And the salivary glands is where you basically find the bacterium. Yersinia pestis is the name of the bacteria. It says 1 to 7 days after exposure to the bacteria, flu-like symptoms develop. It's a bacteria. It's not a virus. I'll give you some size perspective. And I say this before. If you take a look at how small is a virus is about as small as a pencil. Let's say, use the equivalency of a pencil. And let's say the virus comparatively is as small as a pencil to the size of the Empire State Building. How's that? Okay? That's how small a virus is, because a virus can be simple, just a single strand of ribonucleic acid known as RNA. Wrapped in a protein, which I think is really what, if I'm not mistaken, the coronaviruses are pretty much along that. You can basically, now we can genetically alter that, of course, gene therapy and gene studies going on all the time. It says here, these symptoms include fever, headaches, and vomiting, swollen and painful lymph nodes. And of course, that's your lymph nodes swell up when you get an infection. And what that is, of course, is your body's immune system kicking in and trying to kill off with antibodies the bacteria that are invading, or the viruses. Prevention is through public health measures such as not handling dead animals in areas where the plague is common. Vaccines have not been found to be very useful for plague prevention. Of course, several antibiotics are effective, including streptomycin, gentamicin, doxycycline. And without treatment, plague results in death. 30 to 90% of those infected. Death, if it occurs, is typically within 10 days. With treatment, the risk of death is down to 10%. Globally, between 2010 and 2015, there were 3,200 documented cases, which resulted in 584 deaths. In the countries with the greatest number of the plagues are the Dominican Republic of the Congo, Madagascar, and Peru. The plague was the cause of the Black Death that swept through Asia, Europe, and Africa in the 14th century and killed an estimated 50 million people. This was about 25 to 60% of the European population. That's why they called it the Black Death. And no one knew about cells then in the 14th and 15th. No one knew about what cells were. Science hadn't discovered cells. Did you know that? Let alone germ therapy, the germ theory. Because of the plague, killed so many of the working population, wages rose due to the demand of labor. Some historians see this as a turning point in European economic development, and the disease was also responsible for the Justinian Plague originating in the Eastern Roman Empire in the 6th century. as well as the third epidemic affecting China, Mongolia, and India, originating in Yunnan province in 1855. Yunnan. Y-U-N-N-A-N province in 1855. Isn't that it? It's a Yunnan, Y-U-N-N-A-N province of southwest China. Ah, I see. Isn't that interesting? The term bubonic is derived from the Greek word meaning groin. The term bubos is also used to refer to the swollen lymph nodes, bubos. You might hear the term of a boo-boo, right? That's where this comes from. Because what actually happens when you get bubonic plague is you get these large welts and boil types of infections on your skin. That's why people call them boo-boos. The got a little thing here from Robert. We appreciate this. It creates what's known as a rosy. That term back in the day was, oh, my God, you got bubonic plague, and you got this boo-bo, which looks rosy. And when you get a sore around yourself, you get this it kind of looks like reddish tint to it. So it gets a rosiest. Says, this is as Robert sent to us, they thought the ring around the rosy referred to the red circular rash common in some forms of the plague. And the posies would have represented the different flowers and herbs people carried to ward off the disease. The ashes or tisos and falling down was supposed to mimic sneezing and eventually dying from the disease. Of course, the ashes, what they oftentimes did with the bodies of these people, they stack them up on the streets, and you would have people come by with carts and take everything, take the bodies away, and then they burn the bodies to the ashes. Get it? They didn't know what else to do with the bodies, so they burned them. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Isn't that interesting? This individual tells me, he says he had bubonic plague when he was stationed in Korea in 1986, and he says he'd never been so sick. It is not to be trifles with. Of course not. It's not. I had adult chicken pox, age 36, let me tell you. That's no fun either. And that was very, I guess you would say, medieval. Now, this is why I was concerned about what the caller had said. Is it bodies stacking up around places like in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? Are they trying to make it look sort of medieval back in those days? When I mean, that's what I always thought about San Francisco, the heart of United Nations, San Francisco, where they just people defecate and urinate in the streets like back in the old days. They didn't have outhouses back in the 14th century. They just dumped it right there in the street. And in fact, if you had a toilet in your house or you had, pots that you peed in or pooped in, you just threw it out in the street. Is that what they're trying to recreate in San Francisco? Is a medieval time period in which disease was spreading rampantly because there was no sanitation? Their problem is this. I said this years ago when they started this whole crap. Shocking crap. And guess who started it? Gavin Newsom. He's the one who relaxed the health code sections in San Francisco and brought feces to the streets and urine. But we have antibiotics today. It really does effectively kill off all these diseases, and most people are sanitary. Anyway, we'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. Welcome back. The a lot of things about the whole ring around the rosy business. I got a Curtis sent something to me about the Great Plague explanation of the mid 20th century theories from the 19th century about, and of course it's a nursery rhyme. It's been very, very popular in England for a long time, but it. Where it's its genesis, and this is the key thing, but they go through this whole history on Wikipedia, Ring Around the Rosy, or Ring Around, Ring a Ring or Rosies, not Ring, Ring a Ring o Rosies, or Ring a Ring o Rosie is an English nursery rhyme and playground singing game. Okay, well, so here we go. It first appeared in print in 1881, but it is reported that a version of it is already sung by the current tune in the 1790s. Anyway, this whole thing goes on, a great explanation of the plague, reasons against the plague explanation. Well, now they got these things saying, oh, it wasn't against the plague. You know, it certainly was something about the plague. There's no question about it. The Great Plague explanation. Since World War II, the rhyme has often been associated with the Great Plague, which happened in England in 1665 or earlier outbreak of the Black Death. Interpreters of the rhyme before World War II make no mention of this. By 1951, however, it seems to have become well established as an explanation for the rhyme. Peter and Iona Opie, the leading authorities in the nursery rhymes, remarked, the invariable sneezing and falling down in modern English versions would have given would-be origin finders the opportunity to say the rhyme dates back to the Black Plague. I believe that to be true. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, we've got a lot of things going on this weekend. Stay safe and stay patriotic. You're all great patriots. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.